And it's 77 degrees in Kalamazoo. Time for an abbreviated version of the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. It is 4:28. Glad that you could join us today, and also joining us today because we pay him to do it is
Michael Loudon.
And that's true. We do pay you to do it.
So, yes.
So here you are. But you know what? We're going to be talking about some interesting stuff coming up. Obamacare is back in the news, and we'll talk a little bit about some things that have come up because of that. A CBO report coming out that is kind of interesting. We'll dig into it a little bit as we continue ahead. Of course, even though it's an abbreviated day, I prepared a video of the day for you because, you know, I'm that kind of guy. I am, and I like to have fun.
Yeah, and it's good to have fun.
And this one in particular is fun. You know the guys that do trick shots?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've done with footballs and basketballs and various things like that. Well, they've got the number one bowler in the world. And they've joined together with him to do some trick shots at the bowling alley and, believe it or not, at the skateboard park. It's kind of strange, but well worth the view, I have to admit. So check it out. And if you go there today to WKZO.com and you go to the blog section, which is right down below the news, you will see the video of the day, and we give you a bonus. Not just one video with all of this stuff, but they actually had a second video they put together with all the great stuff that they couldn't include in the first video.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
So, I mean, you get a ton of stuff that you'll be able to check out for yourself, and all you have to do is go check out our blog. And so I hope that you'll do that. Like I said, WKZO.com. In fact, make it easy on yourself. Head on over to Facebook. We'll give you a link to do it at WKZO.com. Click on the link there, click like, and it'll be right there in your news feed whenever you need it. It couldn't get any simpler than that.
No.
So check it out for yourself. Like us if you haven't. You will enjoy the video, definitely. So we're looking forward to talking about Obamacare with you. And, of course, if you'd like to be a part of the program today, 382-4280 is the phone number. Also, if you're in the toll-free areas, 877-382-4280, or texting, always available at 80373. Text us with your thoughts, and we do share some of those throughout the program. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, and it is right here on 590 WKZO. And it's 78 degrees, 436. And you've got Jeremy Lawrence here on the appropriately named Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad that you could take the time to be with us. Well, an interesting report out from the Congressional Budget Office. And this particular analysis having to do with Obamacare. Now, Obamacare, you know, we've talked about it how many times here? And we've talked about it over and over. And not only has this report come out, but there's also a piece on this in the Detroit News that I've looked at as well. That I think, you know, between the two of them, it really kind of nails down probably what we should have done instead of what we did. According to the CBO analysis, this is payments of penalties for being uninsured under the Affordable Care Act 2014 update. That's what it's titled. Couldn't come up with a more zippy title, I guess, but there it is. They say that 4 million American taxpayers will be forced to pay the Obamacare individual mandate noncompliance tax when 2016 rolls around. That's an analysis by the Congressional Budget Office. Says, among the uninsured people subject to the penalty, many are expected to voluntarily report on their tax returns they're uninsured and to pay the amount owed. Now, the interesting thing about this, the CBO data shows the overwhelming majority of those that will be on the hook for this particular tax, which, remember, the administration called, no, it's not a tax, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, it is. Those liable for that, overwhelmingly so, according to the CBO data, will be part of the low to middle income households. That in direct contrast to what President Obama promised Americans. He says there wouldn't be any form of tax increase on Americans making less than $250,000 per year. Now, we're not surprised necessarily here. You know, this is the same president that says, if you like your health plan, you could keep it. If you you like your doctor, you can keep them. Okay, well, we know those two didn't work out so well. Now we're finding out that, you know what? If you make less than $250,000 per year, you won't see any form of tax increase, except that you will. Now, it's funny because the president said he could make a firm pledge. So a firm pledge is probably about as firm as Jell-O these days with about as much solidity. And, of course, Joe Biden made the same sort of promise back when the two of them were running. The president restated it in 2009. If your family earns less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes increased a single dime. I repeat, not one single dime. Amazing. Now, this particular piece that that goes with this, there was a piece in the Detroit News talking about this, saying Obamacare will cost Michigan. And it quotes basically saying that the average Michiganian pays roughly 18% of your income toward health care. That's on average. Some pay more, some pay less. Now, research from Harvard is showing that health care spending will be growing faster than the economy for at least the next 20 years. Okay, remind me again, because Obamacare, the official name for it is the Affordable Care Act. The whole idea behind it was that it was going to reduce costs for health care. It was going to cost less. Remember, the president came out and said something about how, oh, it was going to be so much less for, you know, the average middle class family was going to save so much a year on health care. You know, I laughed then, and then they passed the dumb thing, and here we sit. Now, you know what it's like with health insurance. You know, the costs go up every year, and how many people, when they were forced to switch plans because of Obamacare, found out, okay, I'm going to have to pay more for less coverage. And, of course, you got people that were on the left going, oh, it's an absolute lie. People are lying about this. Well, some people didn't check into their options. All right. But there were some that legitimately had problems. And you know that because you've heard about it. You've had friends tell you that. And it wasn't everything it was cracked up to be. Now, the interesting thing, and this was from Jeffrey Singer, this particular piece, and he's a doctor. He talked about, well, what other options are we talking about? Some people would say, well, single-payer system. Yeah, like the one that's put together by the VA. That's worked well, hasn't it? Single-payer systems. You know, and this is what's been touted as, well, this is what should happen. This is the thing that we should go to. Well, think about this. If they end up going to a single-payer system, it ends up being the government spending everybody's money. And then you end up with the government going, oh, okay, well, we need to limit this because, you know, the costs are going up here. So, poorer quality, longer waits, rationing. These are all the things that were said before Obamacare was passed. And here recently, there were people that had the audacity to say, yeah, it worked. No, it hasn't. Because when you see things like this, and you see, I mean, the CBO coming out and saying, yeah, a lot of low and middle income people are going to be forced to pay this because they can't afford it anymore. This is what we're facing. And this doctor, Dr. Singer, talks about one of the things that you can do is find ways to get health insurance to be what it was initially, which was, okay, this is what pays for catastrophic stuff. This is what pays for the absolute horrible end-of-the-line kind of stuff. You can't afford it. That's what that's for. And that's what it was originally and initially. That's what they had that kind of thing for. He's saying instead, you know what? If you end up paying for things on your own, you can end up saving tons of money. He mentions one of my patients did this and saved $17,000 on a single procedure. Now, yeah, healthcare is expensive. We know that. And there are other things that we need to do to be able to reform it. But how about this? How about we do some honest reform on this? How about we take some reform in the form of legal reform to be able to make it so that there's some of these ridiculous lawsuits that are out there could go away? I mean, one recently, the city of Chicago is taking some of the big drug makers to court over people that are addicted to painkillers. The big drug manufacturers are not the ones that got addicted to the pills. It was the people taking them. Mm-hmm. When are we going to get back to personal responsibility on this? Now, I know it's happened to some different people, and I understand that, and I'm sorry for that. But there are ways to get around it, and you've got to be able to say, okay, I have enough responsibility to be able to say, okay, yeah, we'll cut it off. I've been on painkillers myself in the past. You get off of them. You do what you can to get away from them. And you work on ways to make things better. And there are plenty of ways to do that. But that's the other thing. Finding ways to make things overall cheaper. Shop around, for goodness sake. Nobody does this anymore. Why not? Well, because a lot of times you're spending the insurance. Well, you know, insurance plan will take care of it, certainly. But you're paying for the insurance plan. That's the thing everybody conveniently forgets. You're the one shelling out for this. And then, insurance take care of it. And then we get to the end of the year and we all get shocked when the prices go up. So, I mean, these are some of the things to talk about. The other thing I think to talk about is this. We need to repeal this whole idea that everyone in America has to have health insurance. You should have the freedom to be able to buy it or say, you know what, I don't need it. You need to have that freedom so we don't end up having people that are low and middle income that are being forced to pay this non-compliance tax that the Obama administration says isn't a tax, but the IRS says, yes, it is. And so did the Supreme Court, for that matter. Now, it's funny, you know, the Congressional Budget Office is sounding off on this and saying 4 million American taxpayers will be forced into that. And I kind of wonder, when we really get into the meat of this, when companies are forced, when you've got the employer mandate out there and companies go, all right, well, it's going to be cheaper to pay the fine or cheaper to pay for health care. What happens when we start throwing some of these people onto exchanges? What happens when we start getting some of them on these plans that cost so much more and cover so much less? What happens when we get to that point? You know, we already see healthcare being a problem. I don't know how many people I've talked to in the healthcare industry that have said it's a train wreck. And it continues to be so. And the more we see money, or the more we see things coming out about this, the more we see there's going to be more money going into this. There's going to be more things that we have to deal with in healthcare, all because of the, quote, Affordable Care Act. And note I said, quote, affordable. Because how affordable is it if we see the cost of healthcare going up ridiculously? I mean, you see healthcare spending growing faster than the economy for at least the next 20 years. That tells me the Affordable Care Act hasn't done one thing. All it's done is make more bureaucracy, more red tape, more things that you got to do, more hoops you got to jump through just so you can get health care. How does that make it better? I challenge anybody to tell me how that makes it better, because it's not out there. There is no reasoning that you can tell me, hey, you know what? More bureaucracy, more red tape, that'll make it cheaper. Come on. We're already seeing things. The CBO has come out and said, yeah, it's going to get worse. I'd love to chat with you a little bit further about it and like to be able to do that today. 382-4280 is the local telephone number. And if you are outside the local area, you can call us toll free at 877-382-4280. 80373, you can also text us as well if you'd like to be a part of the program that way. Share your thoughts about this. You know, these are some serious facts. And you know what? This noncompliance tax, it's going to hit some of the people listening to this program right now. Fair warning for you. Don't say I didn't warn you. For 52, 77 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's a decent day. I don't know. I've looked out the window. They haven't let me.
Well, they haven't?
No, I've not had the opportunity to look out a window.
Oh, you should. Clear blue skies out there, sunny.
Gorgeous day.
Very good. Gorgeous.
Good, good. This is the kind of day that you could go for a run and release frustrations, particularly if you're a Tigers fan today.
Yeah. Gosh. They could do that for the past 20 days, it seems.
Yeah, if you're going to run, you're going to get real fit if you're if you're significantly upset with the Tigers. Well, if you are, maybe you might feel a little bit better about listening to the Tigers of the future, as it were. Well, a Whitecaps baseball game is happening on our sister station, 1660 The Fan, tonight at 6:55 is when things get underway there, so you can kind of check that out for yourself. So, you know, maybe tomorrow's Tigers are a little better. I don't know.
Yeah, they might be.
No, and there would be people that would say, you know, today's Tigers are actually pretty good if they'd actually, well, I don't know, show up. There's people out there going, uh-huh, amen, amen, right there.
Yeah, are they going to pitch well? Are they going to hit? I don't know.
There you go. There you go. So, not much we can do about the Tigers, but there is a little something we can do, at least to keep us occupied, chat about a few things. And we've been talking about, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about a CBO report. This came out regarding Obamacare. And they go through reports every now and again, just basically because the CBO, you know, that's why they exist, is they do reports. So, you know, it's like high school students, but they don't get graded on this stuff, I guess. But they've got a report out talking about Obamacare and the individual mandate noncompliance tax. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a tax, even though the Obama administration says, no, it's not a tax. It's a tax. Yes, it's a tax. And according to the CBO, in 2016, 4 million American taxpayers will be forced to pay that. And most of them will end up being low and middle income households. Now, remember, President Obama said, among other things about Obamacare, I mean, he did say we could keep our doctor and we could keep our plan. Yeah, right. He also said that there would not be any form of tax increase on Americans making less than $250,000 per year. I suppose maybe he's been taking Bill Clinton lessons here. This is the only thing I can figure is that, well, that depends on what the meaning of the word tax would be. That's where it becomes a little clearer, because, you know, clearly if they don't think it's a tax to make a responsibility payment for noncompliance, blah, 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 blah. No, that's not a tax. That's just a payment made to the government.
Therefore, it's a tax.
Yeah, it's, and you're paying the IRS, but it's not a tax, even though that's what they're responsible for. And this is it just drives me nuts. I mean, every bit of information that comes out about this thing shows what a bad deal this thing is. And here we are sitting in the middle of it going, oh, okay, I guess we just have to deal with it. No, we don't have to deal with it. You know, if enough Americans get up in arms about it and say, enough, enough, we're not messing with this anymore, there will be no choice. Congress will have to act. And if the president doesn't, well, then you just need to get a new president, basically. Now, before we continue on here, we do have some reports of traffic coming in, so we will take a timeout for traffic. Head on over to Michael.
This tip just coming in from a texter. D Avenue is shut down between 24th Street and Riverview Drive, so avoid that area if you can.
There you go. D Avenue between 24th and Riverview. So if that's part of your drive home, yeah, plan for something a little different.
Take a little detour.
Yeah, you know. And it might be good to take the scenic route, you know. You might see something new. And it's a gorgeous day out there, so why not? But, you know, really, all the things that have come out about Obamacare. A Harvard study is saying that healthcare spending is going to grow faster than the economy for the next 20 years. At least. So the Affordable Care Act, which was designed with the idea in mind of making healthcare more affordable for all Americans, is really not doing the job. If a Harvard study is saying, well, healthcare spending is going to grow faster than the economy for at least the next 20 years, then Obamacare didn't do what it was designed to do. And if we've got people that are going to be forced into this because they can't afford it anymore, then it didn't do what it was designed to do. And the answer is not in fixing it. The answer is in replacing it with something simpler, replacing it with something that puts healthcare decisions between doctor and patient, not doctor, patient, insurance company, and government program. I mean, think about that. Think about all the hoops you have to go through. Wouldn't it be great if we had a system where it was relatively affordable to go see a doctor if you had a problem? And I guess, you know, the other part of it is, wouldn't it be great if we all had enough common sense to go, I got the sniffles. I think I'll go take something for it instead of, I think I'll go to the doctor for it, you know?
Yeah, go to the local store and buy some cough medicine or something to help you out.
Yeah, you know, it's something a lot of people do, or at least used to. Now it's more, feel the sniffles coming on. Better call the doctor. And what's the doctor going to go? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you have a cold. Go home and rest.
Yeah, go home and rest. Okay, great. Glad I did that.
Yeah. Woo!
You know, it comes down to individually taking responsibility for your health care and individually making choices. I think everybody should have that opportunity. Just my 2 cents worth. You know what? Tomorrow we're going to get together for a full-blown show starting up at 3 o'clock. I hope you'll join us. It's a Friday. Looking forward to it. Till then, see ya.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.